Hello and welcome to the Muskegon Community Education Center's Student Podcasts. These podcasts are made possible via a community service partnership between the Muskegon County Community Foundation, the Muskegon Community Education Center, and WGVU Public Media, and feature students from the Muskegon Community Education Center.
Hello, this is Charles Winston.
This is Kayla Hawkins.
And Misha Brown.
And today we learned about our guide to buying real estate. This is for the MCEC fam. The reason we're learning this is so we, when we get older, we know how to buy a house, or I should say manage money also, because it comes in with saving, budgeting, and credit.
And then another reason why is because you just don't want to be, like, when we graduate, turn 18, we just don't want to go in the world and just be lost and make decisions that we didn't know, and then it affect us in the long run when it's time to, like, pay back debts or buy a car or anything. We won't be behind.
More things like, I'd say personally, taxes and my credit. When it came to taxes, I didn't know certain things like how much they take or the percentage of, based off from how I worked and what I did, you know, how it all end out. You know, I figured I did all the work and all the hours I worked, that's how much I would have been paid. But, you know, there's deductibles and bunch of other things you got to go through, and you know, it's all just a learning and working experience, you know, something new to get to.
Oh yeah, then the bigger thing is about budget. You got to learn how to be able to manage your money and put up what's more important, so at the end of the day that your bills paid and then you got money to just, you know, have fun or just do extra things, but your priorities are out the way.
Yep, and expect cuts, you know, because things like that can happen unexpectedly, you know. You just, yeah, budget cuts, you know.
Like, yeah, some things got to get canceled out because it's not more important than, like, your bills and car. You need somewhere to stay before buying and clothes and all that. Material things don't matter.
So I'd just like to say this. So it was an honor being able to teach you guys this course, and I just feel like it's so important to teach the younger generation so that information can be passed on. I'm pretty new to the real estate game, but I feel like I've learned a lot, and I can bring a lot to first-time home buyers because there's so many questions and so many things that need to be taught so that you're making wise and savvy financial decisions. Sure. But it all starts with that budgeting and saving of money. Once you learn how to do that, have you heard that saying, the world is your oyster? You can pretty much do so much once you learn how to save and how to budget and just how to make a good financial choice when buying real estate. So did you guys have any other thoughts or your favorite part about it at all?
I'd probably say my favorite part was probably about the credit, for sure, because, I mean, overall, at the end of the day, you know, without credit, you're kind of, I wouldn't say nothing, but if you don't have good credit or at least some kind of insurance, you know, to back yourself up, your life just won't.
They look at you different.
Yeah.
They think they can't trust you. You're not going to pay it back on time and all that.
Yeah. It's harder to, you know, expect from you knowing you're not, I can't even say, can I say trustworthy, untrustworthy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
And I was going to say, the higher your credit is, the more you get more privileges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, more privileges. Yeah.
And you can break a lot of barriers when your credit is good. Mm-hmm. You can put yourself in places and spaces where some people aren't used to seeing you, and you can build a legacy for yourself and your family.
Yeah.
Instead of staying just in Muskegon.
Yeah, living here for the rest of your life. That's not something you would want to expect. And another part was learning that you can build your credit in such short, easy ways, like paying off credit cards. Or my mom, she has rings that she pays off. And so she go up to maybe like the mall or like a store, and that place where she uses the card,
credit
for,
card, yeah, it show she, it, get her extra credit,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it helps her with the credit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's a real good way to help with credit overall. I liked it, that one specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So knowing I can build my credit in short ways like that. And ending, my name is Charles. This is the MCEC Fam Podcast. My apologies. And we're ending with
Ja'Kayla
and Misha Brown from Core Realty.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by students from the Muskegon Community Education Center. The Muskegon Community Education Center is an alternative high school designed to prevent high school dropout through the use of unique traditional and non-traditional learning programs. MCEC is an essential step to earning a high school diploma, identifying a career path, and/or transitioning into college. MCEC provides a place where education is magnified using a collaborating community. The podcasts on this webpage are the work of a network of MCEC student journalists. The Muskegon Community Education Center's student podcast can be heard on wgvu.org/mcec.